Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from Perseverance Theater. They are back again for another year-long event of slate of plays, I should say. They're from Juneau, of course. They bring shows up here to Anchorage and perform them down at the Performing Arts Center. They're opening their season this year in Anchorage with the classic comedy drama Steel Magnolias, written by Robert Harling. And we have two people from that show here today. We have Gigi Lynch, who is playing the part of Weezer. I've got to say, Gigi, that is the part that steals the show, isn't it? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We'll talk about that a bit more. We also have Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager, who's involved with all the shows in Juneau, and also here. So we'll talk to him about this play as well. So welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Steel Magnolias, that name evokes kind of a strange idea of these steel delicate flowers, but that was kind of the idea behind this play that written by Robert Harling, wasn't it, Gigi? It shows these women. Go ahead.
It was, yes. Actually, it's the fact that a woman can be as delicate as a flower, but as strong as steel.
Right.
At the same time. Exactly. And it's based on a play that he wrote in 10 days, which I think is amazing, and based on the experience that he had with his sister, who also had type 1 diabetes and had a kidney transplant and passed away from her mother, passed away a year later. And he wrote the story to try to deal with his grief, which I think a lot of writers do, you know, to get your emotions out. And so it's really interesting how he took this, you know, very dark tragedy in his life and turned it into something full of joy.
Now, you're giving away the end of the play.
No!
But of course,
well,
most people, they might know this play
from the— I think they might know it.
They might know this play. They know this play perhaps from the film. And I would say that the play is very different from the film. Josh, you're a filmmaker, and we've talked about this before, in that the play itself takes place in one space, and it's just the women. But the film takes it around different areas. So what's the difference between, say, the play with just the women in one space and the film, which adds all the men in different places?
You know, and I kind of— It had a couple different iterations because it started off as a short story and then it became the play because he couldn't get the voices right, and then eventually became this movie. And I think part of it is like the filmmakers want that you take something out, because theater is very small and intimate, and you have this one little piece, and there's a temptation with film to go explore this whole world. And I do think it's— the play is a lot better because you're encapsulating much more of the idea and the heart of this show when you do keep it in just that one room. And I mean, nothing against the movie. I think it's a good movie.
Well, but it is a good movie. It's a different
but
portrayal.
It's an entirely different feel to the whole thing. It does feel like an entirely different story, even though the basic plot points are there. But it is very, very different.
I remember when I first read this play back in the late 80s when it first came out. Mm-hmm. He also talked about, in addition to it being a member of his sister, an homage to the women who he grew up around. Mm-hmm. And Gigi, you play Weezer, who was probably the funnest part in the play. Talk a little bit about the characters, including your character as well.
Oh, I've fallen in love with her. She is a bit of a curmudgeon, but she definitely has a heart of gold and definitely a soft spot for Shelby.
Shelby being the daughter.
Yes, Shelby is the daughter. And what I love so much about this character, as well as all of them, is they're so fully developed. And the friendship that these women have is just amazing. And I think people will come to this play and they'll see a part of themselves up there. The relationships will remind them of relationships they have, whether it's daughter to mother, or, you know, best friends who quarrel, or best friends who love each other, or whatever. And it's just about sharing the joys and the tragedies of your life in kind of an everyday occurrence.
And the play takes place in the South, of course, in Louisiana.
Oh, it does, yes.
But you're saying it transcends that.
Oh, it does. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I think, I mean, this is, you know, going to be for an Alaskan audience, but we did a reading down in Juneau, and people absolutely loved it. You know, you could just— you heard the laughter in the room, and, well, I won't give anything else away.
No. I remember, in fact, I worked on a production of this play years ago, and I remember the play is a combination of intimacy, hilarity, and tragedy.
Yeah.
And Josh, maybe you can talk a bit about that and just how that you can combine all three of those in this kind of a play.
Sure. I think, I mean, that it does do it kind of masterfully. And because you are dealing with all these different women's lives, you do have all those elements to pull from. And these are very developed, well-developed characters. So you're definitely going to be able to see that. And because each person's story is interrelated a little bit, and you can each one, this can be hilarious, and this piece can be tragedy, and this piece can be a renewal. And it does. It allows you to have all those pieces. And because we have such wonderful actresses doing all these roles, they really bring that out.
And so back to you, Gigi. Mm-hmm. Your part in the play, as you mentioned, is kind of you said a curmudgeon. Is that the word?
Oh, yes.
this play takes place in Truvy's beauty parlor, mm-hmm. right? And we have a new person there just as part of the story, which is kind of different from the Shelby story. It's a character of Annelle, right? A new person who shows up. What's kind of her story?
Well, Annelle, I'm not going to give anything away, but she has just moved to town. And she's got a little bit of a secret, which eventually comes out. And you really watch her develop from sort of this shy little character into a fully developed young woman who just, you know, kind of has grasped what life has given her and is dealing with it. And all of these women help her on that journey.
And she, in a way, as I remember, is kind of a person from the outside, as the audience is, getting to know these women.
Yeah, so she's still from the South, but yes.
But she's not among the cadre of these women who have been
right.
around and friends with each
right.
other.
Right, but it's wonderful the way that they just envelop her and accept them as one of her own. I mean, she ends up living, you know, in the garage apartment there, and she becomes one of us. I mean, you'll see when you come to the play that everybody just kind of forms this tight little knit circle, and, you know, we're all family.
But Weezer is still a convention.
Oh, come on.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about Steel Magnolias, which opens tonight, running through October the 15th at the Sydney Lawrence Theater as part of the Performing Arts Center downtown here in Anchorage, being produced by Perseverance Theater, written by Robert Harling, talking about... This was his first play, wasn't it, Josh?
I don't remember.
I think he also wrote then some more screenplays, Soap mm-hmm. Dish, I think.
Yeah,
and so
this
forth,
is his very first play. His family was really just so taken aback. They had no idea that he was even doing this.
And it's amazing. I think he studied to be a lawyer and then never practiced law, wanted to be an actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And... he went the path of... So Gigi, what's been the funnest part about doing this play? Besides being the curmudgeon that you are?
Well, for me, this is my very first Perseverance show. Mm-hmm. And I've loved just exploring the character with all these new people that I've never worked with before. And they've just been wonderful to work with. And, you know, being able to take a character like that, which... You know, you could just play her kind of dark and dreary and whatever, and just finding the different nuances in there, I think, has been probably the most fun part.
Oh, one of my favorite lines in the play, and I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm going to ask you to correct me, is her line about not being angry. She's just been in a bad mood for 45 years.
Yes.
Which sort of sums up her character, doesn't it?
Yeah. Would you like me to say it?
Yes, please do. In character.
In character. I'm not crazy. I've just been in a very bad mood for 40 years.
And Josh, there she is.
Yes, and it's fantastic.
But there's also that wonderful relationship. There's levels to the play. There's the Claire Reeve relationship with Weezer as well. Yeah. That's different from the Malin relationship.
Yes, so, very much.
And how have you explored those relationships?
You mean on stage or off stage?
Well, both. Let's talk about both.
Well, first of all these women are wonderful off stage as well. Very warm and generous, and we had a fantastic time rehearsing down in Juneau. On stage, it's interesting because there's definitely some headbutting going on between Clary and Weezer, but the love is still there. So this is a type of friendship that I've never had before, so it was really interesting to play it with Becky, who plays Clary, and we're both, you know, in normal lives, very kind of mild-mannered people, and in this, we're just at each other all the time. But you can still tell that we love each other. So it's just this sort of biting, caustic relationship that has this underneath very strong bond, which is lovely.
Now, this play does take place in Truvy's, what's it called? Truvy's, it's not her beauty salon, but the title of it is something Truvy's. You had to learn how to do all this stuff, didn't you? Or Truvy and Annelle had to learn how to do hair.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And we have a very wonderful, what do we call her? Hair? What's Ellie?
She is hair and wig designer.
Yes. And I mean, she's just been amazing. She taught them how to roll hair and do hair. And we all wear different wigs, and they had to learn how to wash hair and set it and everything. It's amazing.
So this play was written, as I mentioned, back in the late 80s. Have you updated it to today, or are you still keeping it that time?
Oh, no. That's been some of the fun parts.
Well, we can't leave the hair and costumes are fantastic.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. It's been like a blast from the past, and I think people will really enjoy that. The music that they play is fantastic. Everybody's going to kind of get a nice ride back to the 80s.
And it also takes place in Louisiana, of course, so that's even before the 80s.
In its own little way, yeah.
Well, this has been a lot of fun exploration of this time period, too, hasn't it, Gigi? You mentioned
very much. Very much.
So have you gone back into looking at this time period? You said the music is taking you back there. What else have you done to get back into this time period?
Oh, goodness sakes. You know, I look back at the politics back then and, oh, just everything from, you know, we had no technology back then like we do now. And, you know, life was just a little bit simpler, I think. The fashion was quite interesting. A lot of shoulder pads and big poofy things and big hair. And everybody will remember that when they all the big hair. Mm-hmm. I'm gesturing that nobody can see right now my hands. But yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yep. And I mentioned at the top of the show the difference between film and theater, that the men in this play are an important part, but they never are on stage. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. How does that affect the show? Josh, maybe you can address that.
Well, I mean, it's developing these characters. You're seeing the men from their perspectives. It's
from the women's perspective.
From the women's perspective. Right. So you're always hearing stories about them, but you're not actually seeing them. But they're still there. They still affect things. They still do things. But they're just not – they're not an important enough part of the story that they're in the room. They're not – we're not seeing the men's stories. We're seeing how some of the things they do affect the women. But this is the women's story. This is their perspective. This is their life. And you know, it's affected, and they interact with them. But and in some places, you know, blow things up. But,
For those of you who don't know what happens, you'll see.
Don't worry. Yeah.
You'll hear.
You'll hear. But I mean that's one of the great parts about this play is you know. And one of the things I really like about theater in the first place is you have to pare things back. And part of putting things on a stage is finding out what you can cut, what doesn't actually need to be there to truly tell the story and to tell the most important parts of the stories. And in this case, it was the men.
You know, I think it's interesting, though. You actually can see the men change throughout the story because of the way in which the women talk about them.
That is fascinating, mm-hmm. because we're seeing the men through the
yes.
women's eyes.
Yes.
And through their eyes, we're actually seeing them change. Because the play does yes. take place over, how long does the play
take
place?
About 2 years, right?
Yeah, about 18 years, months. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Gigi Lynch, who's playing the part of Weezer, and a fun part, and Josh Lohman, who is the Anchorage General Manager, always great to have you here on the show to talk about this fun play coming up, Steel Magnolias, opening tonight, running through October the 15th at the Sidney Lawrence Theater downtown as part of the Performing Arts Center. I should mention directed by Carolyn Howarth, who has been directing mm-hmm. shows for Perseverance for over the last few years.
Yep.
And that must be a fun thing to do, to direct all you crazy ladies on the stage.
Yep.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it this time for Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt. For KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.